Vista Network News, 2-minute version, Tuesday, April 12, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Tragedy has hit the Christian community in Pakistan. Evangelist Sammy Tippett says 37-year-old Pastor Sumaun Bubar and his driver, 36-year-old Daniel Emmanuel, were responsible for translating his materials into the Pashtun language in Afghanistan. They were kidnapped last week, but the news gets worse.
Before there was even time to assess what the situation actually was, they were killed. Their bodies were found outside the city. Their car was found outside the city. Those who killed him and his helper had bound their hands. It appears there was some torture.
All translation work has ceased indefinitely. We turn next to Vietnam, where a hearing for two imprisoned church leaders has been unexpectedly rescheduled for today. They were sentenced to prison on false charges. According to Voice of the Martyrs Canada, the Vietnam Mennonite Church has issued an urgent appeal for prayer and fasting for the two Mennonite leaders. Pray that the judges will release the jailed evangelists and also return all property seized from the church. An Oasis of Love's Elvina Miller says their mission is one of change. She tells a story of how they were instrumental in helping a large college in Africa. Miller says the school's president sent his wife to the Oasis Institute for a six-month course. When he died unexpectedly, his wife used her training to continue running the school. Miller says that's exactly how she envisioned the school would operate.
This all makes it worthwhile going to other countries, spreading the gospel to people, and then getting such wonderful reports.
Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive a free book, Praying for Persecuted Christians in 52 Nations from Open Doors, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.